I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the third hour of Jazz Unlimited. The show is called The Career of Max Roach. We're going to start with Booker Little and Moods in Free Time. And he's on trumpet with Julian Priester on trombone, Eric Dolphy on alto, Don Friedman piano, Ron Carter bass, and Max Roach on drums and timpani. And this is a 1961 recording right here on Jazz Unlimited. Talented Free Time, played by Booker Little on trumpet, Julian Priester trombone, Eric Dolphy on alto, Don Friedman piano, Ron Carter bass, and Max Roach on drums and timpani in 1961. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the career of Max Roach on Jazz Unlimited. We've got Abby Lincoln, we've got his group Mboom, and we're going to hear the Max Roach double quartet, a duet with Dizzy Gillespie, and his final recording. So please stay tuned. And now we have a set of two. The first one is Caravan, recorded in 1962 with Duke Ellington on piano, Charles Mingus on bass, and Max Roach on drums. And then it's Time, one of his civil rights recordings with Richard Williams on trumpet, Julian Priester on trombone, Clifford Jordan on tenor, Mal Waldron piano, Art Davis bass, Max Roach on drums, and there's a 16-piece vocal chorus. And this was arranged and conducted by Coleridge Taylor Perkinson. And again, a 1962 recording. And that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. That was a set of two featuring drummer Max Roach. Caravan with the Duke Ellington Trio with Duke on piano, Charles Mingus bass, and Max on drums in 1962. Also in 1962, It's Time. Richard Williams trumpet, Julian Priester trombone, Clifford Jordan tenor, Mal Waldron piano, Bart Davis bass and Max Roach on drums, and a 16-piece vocal chorus with Coleridge Perkinson conducting. We have the double quartet coming up, a Dizzy Gillespie Max Roach duo, and Max's last recording, so please stay tuned. And now we have a station break, and following the station break, we're going to hear a set of two. The first one is In the Red, with a group with Abby Lincoln on vocal, Max Roach on drums, Mal Waldron piano, and Coleman Hawkins on tenor in 1961. And then Street Dance, the group Mboom, Roy Brooks, Joe Chambers, Omar Clay, Eli Fountain, Fred King, Ray Mantilla, Francisco Mora, Max Roach, and Warren Smith, all on percussion in 1991.
Raise a dime. on smiling. But poor folks pay the
That's a set of two right here on Jazz Unlimited on the career of Max Roach. The first one was In the Red, sung by Abby Lincoln on vocal, with Coleman Hawkins on tenor and Max Roach on drums in 1961. And then 30 years later, Street Dance, very close to Freddie Freeloader, with the Max Roach percussion ensemble called Boom. And that's a 1991 recording. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me. And one of the things that I think is important to point out is that Max Roach made several recordings that had very much of a civil rights bent. And aside for a couple of years with Atlantic, he always recorded for foreign labels. So the 70s are kind of hard to find. Now we've got another interesting group of his. This is his double quartet. It's his quartet plus a string quartet. The tune is Bright Moments. Cecil Bridgewater on trumpet, Odeon Pope on tenor, Diane Monroe and Lisa Terry violin, Maxine Roach on viola, Zilla Terry on cello, Tyrone Brown electric bass, and Max Roach on drums in 1986. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was Bright Moments here on the career of Max Roach on Jazz Unlimited. It's the Max Roach Double Quartet with Cecil Bridgewater on trumpet, Odeon Pope on tenor, the Uptown String Quartet of Diane Monroe and Lisa Terry on violin, Maxine Roach on viola, and Zayla Terry on cello, with Tyrone Brown on electric bass and Max Roach on drums in 1986. We have a station break, and we're going to take the show out with a set of two. The first one is from a duet recording that Max and Dizzy made in Paris in 1989, and the tune is called Struttin' on the Champs. Max is on drums, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet. And then Let's Cool One from Friendship on Columbia, Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Don Friedman on piano, Marcus McLaurin bass, and Max Roach on drums in 2002. And you could see in Max's face on the album cover photo that something was wrong. And he died in 2007. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of two closes the career of Max Roach on Jazz Unlimited. First one was Strutting on the Champs, a duet between Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet and Max on drums in 1989 in Paris. And then Let's Cool One, a Thelonious Monk tune, played by Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Don Friedman piano, Marcus McLaurin bass, and Max Roach on drums in 2002. We'll see you next week for the career of Don Pullen. Have a good week.